Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're doing a deep dive into a really different way to think about challenging behavior in kids.
Yeah, it's based on some great excerpts from Parenting with Neuroscience, Beyond Behavior to Skill Gaps by Alex Harper. Really interesting stuff.
And it suggests a shift, right? Away from that, immediate reaction of what is wrong with my kid?
Exactly. Instead, the source pushes us to ask something else entirely.
It's more like, okay, what skills might they be missing here?
Right. It sounds simple, maybe, but it fundamentally changes your approach, shifts everything.
The source ties this into Dr. Ross Green's idea too, doesn't it? That phrase.
Oh, yeah, the kids do well if they can. Line. It's powerful.
It implies that if a child isn't doing well, it's not usually because they're choosing not to.
No, it's more likely they can't meet that expectation in that specific moment. There's a skill missing, a gap.
And then the neuroscience piece, which the source really highlights, gives that context. It talks about the prefrontal cortex.
Yeah, the brain's CEO, basically. Responsible for all those executive functions, flexibility, problem solving, handling frustration.
Things we often just expect kids to have.
But that part of the brain, it's still under construction. The source reminds us it doesn't fully mature until, what, the mid-20s?
Late 20s even, which is amazing when you think about it.
Totally. So expecting, say, a young child to have perfect self-regulation all the time, well, their brain wiring literally isn't finished yet.
So the behavior we see, the difficult stuff, it isn't necessarily deliberate defiance.
Often it's just a signal. It's showing us where the development is still happening, where they need support to build a skill they haven't mastered.
The source had that example, Sophie, the 5-year-old.
Right, the bath time meltdowns, classic struggle.
Looked like pure opposition on the surface.
But using the skill gap lens, they figured out it was really about transitions. She struggled shifting gears.
Which needs flexibility, right? Something her young brain found tricky.
Exactly. And the fix wasn't discipline in the traditional sense.
No, it was skill building. The source mentions they used 5-minute warnings before bath time.
Yeah, simple, consistent warnings. It wasn't just a heads up, it gave her brain a predictable structure.
Sort of scaffolding.
Precisely. It helped her practice that transition, build that internal flexibility bit by bit, and the meltdowns decreased.
That example really brings it home, doesn't it?
It does. It shows the shift in action.
So putting it all together, this whole approach is about moving away from blame.
Yeah, away from seeing it as bad behavior that needs stopping and towards seeing it as like a learning opportunity.
It's spotting an underdeveloped skill and figuring out how to teach it. It fosters more empathy.
Definitely. Curiosity instead of judgment. You're partnering with the child to build what they need.
So the big takeaway from our deep dive today, pulling from this source, challenging behavior often signals a missing skill.
And that's often tied directly to where their brain is developmentally. It's not about being bad.
Changing that core question from what's wrong to what skills are needed is key.
It really is. Which leads to a final thought, something for you, the listener, to chew on.
Yeah, given that the prefrontal cortex, the brain's control center, takes until our mid-20s to fully mature.
What other behaviors might we be misinterpreting?
In kids, teens, maybe even in ourselves sometimes. Things we label as laziness or opposition or just being difficult.
Could they actually be expressions of skills that are, well, still developing or maybe just temporarily offline because we're stressed or overwhelmed?
Definitely something to think about.